Why are businesses like HelloVet choosing Apple products and services?
So we started the business 2 years ago. We had a few people who were used to PCs, and this was their first foray into Macs. But it's been super smooth getting everyone onto those devices, and everyone seems really, really happy.
Find out how Mac can help you run and grow your business at apple.co/HelloVet.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, September 25th. I'm Zoe Kolkin for The Wall Street Journal. The Trump administration will offer artificial intelligence models to federal agencies from Elon Musk's xAI, a move that suggests Musk's relationship with the White House is on the mend. Under the agreement, federal agencies will get access to models like Grok 4 and a new, faster version called Grok 4 Fast for a nominal fee of 42 cents. xAI now joins the ranks of Alphabet's Google, OpenAI, and Anthropic, which are also essentially giving away their technology to secure a foothold in the federal government, a stamp of approval in the AI race. In other AI news, OpenAI and Databricks have signed a multi-year, $100 million deal to sell AI services to large business customers, making it easier for them to build AI agents with their own data. Meaning OpenAI's models, like GPT-5, will be directly available to businesses that use Databricks' platform. We are exclusively reporting that last night, Republican Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley and Democratic Ranking Member Dick Durbin sent letters to the largest users of H-1B visas, including Amazon, Apple, and JPMorgan Chase, asking them to explain how many H-1B workers the companies employ, what wages they're paid, and whether American workers have been displaced in the process. It comes just days after the Trump administration overhauled the H-1B system, arguing that foreign professionals were occupying jobs that could be done by an American. And lastly, the UK-based startup Nscale says it's raised $1.1 billion from NVIDIA, Dell Technologies, Nokia, and others. Nscale owns data centers that provide networking, storage, and computing to power AI. And it'll use the money to roll out data centers across Europe, North America, and the Middle East. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.